Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about progress for the Pella High School construction project and the latest surrounding sharing agreements in the district.
A lot of focus in regards to construction projects, cleaning up some change orders from some past and previous, as well as current ongoing construction, some furniture for the high school, and then, of course, you received an update about the timeline of the project at the high school heading into the summer. What was really surrounding most of that construction talk last night with the Pella School Board?
Yeah, we're really into the last phases of our high school project, and so that includes a lot of remodeling of old spaces. So our area, that's our current vocal music room, will be getting remodeled starting here at the end of April, and that will go into the summer. And then we also have our old cafeteria area that gets moved and changed into an art room and a special education classroom. And so those projects are underway. So it's kind of the spaces inside the school that are the old spaces that are being remodeled that's taking place now. The timeline really is to continue to get those done and hopefully have those done by August. There'll be punch list items and things like that that will go on in August, and hopefully by the time school starts, most everything will be done. So we're just preparing for getting those things completed. That was the reason for the furniture purchase. We've got some new classrooms, some remodels there, and so putting furniture in some different places, a health classroom, some art classrooms, adding furniture to a couple foreign language classrooms, and just really looking at all those spaces that will be remodeled and to give them new furniture. So that's what the project continues to move towards. There's certainly items that will need to be worked on, punch list items that need to be completed, and those kind of linger for a while. At least that's how we've seen it on our other projects. So we've been talking about it and getting that finished up. And so at the same time that the board last night considered a proposal to look at our next 10 years of facility planning. And so that's kind of where we're going. We're finishing up our current, you know, five-year plan, and that's was started, I guess, 6 years ago, but really getting that completed now, and we want to know where we're headed in the future. So not necessarily with any specific projects in mind or any building that's imminent, but with the idea that we need to know what would be the next things that we have to consider. If we had enrollment growth or we have facilities that, you know, need to be just upgraded and maintained. So that facility plan project was approved by the board. So we'll be getting people engaged with that. We'll have community people invited in, and we'll be doing some open houses too on our current facilities as we just kind of look and see what might be the next steps for Pella Schools.
And then as you look ahead to the next step, of course, one of the ways that you've been able to cost share in your general fund, and really you've been approving these measures over the past couple, at least the board has been over the past couple meetings, are sharing agreements. The most recent with Knoxville, which is the biggest for the district in regards to sharing personnel and staff, and also recently some agreements that you approved with Linville Sully as well. What are the importance of having those, especially from a budget perspective and from a community perspective of connecting the districts?
Yeah, it's been a really good relationship with both Knoxville and Linville Sully in our sharing agreements. We've been very pleased with them. With Knoxville, we share transportation director. We share a human resource director. We share a business office person. And those are all really critical positions to share. We've shared a person in operations with Knoxville, and we won't be doing that one next year. But we're actually going to be sharing some maintenance with Linville Sully. So all those agreements actually bring in some additional dollars for the district because there's incentive from the state that the state gives us for actually sharing staff. And so it's worked out well. We've done that for the past 3 or 4 years now in some capacity, and it does bring additional revenue in as well as allow some efficiencies between districts that go on. So you know, we've been happy with that. We want to continue those agreements. We're really hopeful that the legislators pass in the future an extension of those sharing dollars, because I think it really helps districts think about being really fiscally conservative in a lot of ways by sharing of people. It's really easy to always have your own person, but sometimes you can can actually split that person and actually get more out of them by sharing it between a couple places. So I think it's efficient for the district, it's efficient for the state, and we just hope that continues.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.